Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. This is Tony Rice here for Verum Sports. And I tell you what, last Monday, January the 20th, has been widely dubbed Blue Monday. And given the ever-increasing pressures of our modern world, it's really critical that we find positive ways to face and tackle our mental concerns, to tell us about how physical activity can play a crucial role in this, in line with the launch of Mind East, regional hub for sport and physical activity, launching at the University of Hertfordshire in February. We have on the line Project Officer from Heart Sports Partnership, Alicia Pollack. Good afternoon, Alicia. How are you doing?
Hello, yes, I'm good, thanks. And you?
Doing really, really well. I really appreciate your time. It's always excellent to have on some of the guys there from the Heart Sports Partnership. We've spoken to several of the team over the years. You all do amazing, amazing work. I literally salute you. But I've got to tell you, this particular project sounds very special indeed. Tell us a bit more about how Heart Sports Partnership and the University of Hertfordshire will be working alongside the Mind Charity with the launch of the regional hub for sport and physical activity.
Yes, so as you have said, we have been selected as one of the 9 regional hubs to lead on the hubs. Mine has been really, really good at supporting us, linking us to other organisations. We'll be officially launching on the 12th of Feb. So there's an event, a webinar that everyone can join and sign up to. And during that, we'll go through all the goals and aims and what we would like to achieve over the next year. So besides that, we have amazing links with other active partnerships in the region. So we'll be working together to make sure we maximise the benefits of this network.
Hey, it sounds very big. I'm looking forward to learning more about it. Obviously, it's imperative, isn't it, that there are all these partnerships involved, especially when it comes to these big issue projects. Can you just explain to me briefly some of the goals that's hoping to be accomplished throughout the next year or so?
Yeah, sure. One of the main goals will be to increase the number of groups in the East of England region who are equipped with the skills to support and engage people with mental health conditions. And also, we aim to engage and support sport and physical activity sector to make sure everyone has the skills and has appropriate training to support people who have various mental health conditions. And throughout that, we'll be also doing quite a lot of campaigning, events, and opportunities for people to network and share best practice.
Perfect. Sounds phenomenal, as I say. There really is such a clear relationship, isn't there, between physical activity and well-being. That sense of getting active does release natural endorphins just on a purely biochemical level. But then There's always that ability as well to find and engage with like-minded people, to break that sense of isolation, which certainly impacts on our mental arena. I guess one of the things I'd like you to explain or to encourage is, what about those, though, who put up mental barriers to physical activity, and maybe then that becomes self-fulfilling? How can we overcome these mental blocks?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I would say that we all are different, so there will be different things that keep us going. So in terms of sport and physical activity, sometimes it takes, you know, more than just one try to find something that you enjoy, because, you know, in the end, the sport and physical activity is meant to be enjoyable, and it works best when you actually find the activity that you actually enjoy. And as you mentioned, those endorphins can then start kicking in, and hopefully you can then make a habit out of it. But if you are looking for a bit of more of support, in Hertfordshire, we've got the Get Set to Go program, which is currently run by Mind in Mid Heart. There's a lot of support around in the county, so you can access.
lots of options, lots of ways to get engaged, to use the power of physical activity, to broaden your horizons, to get physical and to build your sense of community. It's so important. You mentioned there that you've earned the right to be the regional hub for the East, and alongside 9 others across the country. Can you explain a little bit about how this will work nationally, how here in Hertfordshire and across the East, we will be working in tandem as part of a bigger picture?
Yeah, so MIND has given us the autonomy to come up with a way how we want to run our hub. So it's quite possible that every regional hub will operate in a slightly different way. But MIND has been really good at linking us together. And we, like I said, we already have really good relationships with other active partnerships in the region. So, yeah, we just want to maximise the benefits of linking up together and joining forces to bring the best outcomes.
That really is the key in all these big projects, isn't it? It's the utilising of resources, the sharing of ideas, energy and commitment, which is what partnership relationship is all about and always yields positive results. Now, you mentioned it all gets going. The big initiative launches Wednesday, February the 12th, just around the corner. I think it kicks off at 12:30 with that referenced webinar. Alicia, yes. Please tell us a little bit more about that. What can we expect from that webinar?
Yeah, so as I have mentioned already, we'll be trying to obviously outline what are the aims and how we want to work together and raise the standards of projects in terms of mental health. We also will be joined by Carla Barton from National MIND. So she's going to describe and give us a big picture of what MIND would like to achieve. And also we'll have a guest speaker, Ben Smith from the 401 Challenge. And he will join us for a little interview and tell us a little bit about his journey and story.
His story is incredible, worth being involved with it just for this, and think, to be honest with you, I mean, that 401 number you mentioned, 401 marathons this gentleman has accomplished, and he's off to the States, and he's very open about how physical activity has assisted his personal journey. Very inspiring, I'm sure. Is there a website to get involved with the webinar? What's the best way to get involved?
So all the details are on our website, which is supportinhearts.org.uk. Alternatively, you can find us on Twitter, where we regularly update on all of our events. Or the easiest way, you can go onto the Eventbrite page and just search for East of England MIND Regional Network Hub Launch, and it will take you right to the event page.
Hey, perfect. Can you run those past me just one more time, please, Alicia?
Yes. So on the Eventbrite page, you can search for East of England MIND Regional Network Hub Launch, or just go to our website, which is sportinhearts.org.uk.
Thank you ever so much. It does sound impressive. I'm going to get behind this massively. I'm sure this could well be a massive influence and interest and a positive dynamic effect on so many people's lives. So grateful to have you on the show today, Alicia.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like a very important project. Truly wish you every success with it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And as I say, we'll be keeping in touch, I'm sure. Thanks again.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tony. Thanks.